This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. In addition to tracking your every emoji for advertising purposes, big tech companies are also dabbling in big finance, and banks are starting to notice. You may know that Google and Apple and other tech companies do mobile payments. You may not know that Amazon has loaned over $1 billion to small businesses, and Apple owns more corporate debt than some of the world's biggest bond funds. Lionel Laurent wrote about this for Bloomberg's Gadfly section. We called him up to talk about big tech creeping into the highly regulated world of big banking. Lionel, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
So what kinds of things are our tech companies doing that encroach into the financial sector?
So I think we're all familiar with the fact that small, they call them fintech startups, have been trying to nibble away at the territory held by banks. So we know about marketplace lending, websites where you can get a loan, consumer finance apps, they're all out there. But what's interesting is how the really big tech companies, the Googles, the Facebooks, the Amazons, have been slowly, much more conservatively tiptoeing into that area. So they're all active, but I think what everyone's really asking themselves is, when do the really big tech companies make a really big play for financial services? That has not happened yet.
And what do you think that might look like?
You know, my view is that these companies know they do have a lot to lose if they go too aggressively, if they try and disrupt banking the way they disrupted retail, bookstores, media. I think if they go too quickly, then they risk getting regulators and politicians on their case, saying, are these companies too big and too powerful? So I think it's going to be a bit slower than people think.
So you're saying if they move too aggressively, then they would have to apply for some sort of traditional banking license, or that regulators might just crack down and say, OK, you're a bank now?
Exactly. And I think that it's this kind of strategic approach that they're not used to, right? I think it's a bit like the image of a kind of, you know, invading a castle or a fort. They've gone for the easy to disrupt or the least regulated businesses in the world, you know, and they've done a very ferocious job of essentially tearing the rug out from old established businesses that were not protected by big regulatory moats. And now we're getting to the hard part of the corporate landscape. These big tech companies, they've had a great decade, but they still need to grow. And as they try and dip into new business areas, then yes, regulators will start to ask the question, you know, hold on, should we allow these big tech companies to become banks? This is an era when everyone is looking at tech companies in a different way, as big tech instead of Silicon Valley. And I think they know that if they go into banking too frontally, that's only going to get worse.
So then, you know, for consumers, we're left with Amazon and Google and Apple, even tiptoeing around the edges, still dealing with a lot of money, whether it's in terms of lending or consumer payments, but they don't have banking licenses. So, you know, what's at stake for the public? Should consumers be concerned about unregulated pseudo-banking?
I don't think so yet. I think there's a few differences here. I think that one of the reasons why big tech companies are doing finance-like activities is because they just have too much money. And it's not money that is similar to banking money, which is banks get money from, yes, us, the public, depositors, but they also get money from lending markets. This is cash that they have because their core products are phenomenally successful. And that basically means that it's just less risky money. Yes, there might be some problems, but I think right now, regulators are not looking at this and thinking, whoa, this is just like a bank. I mean, this is not like having Lehman Brothers in Silicon Valley. Not yet.
Lionel Laurent writes about finance, markets, and business for Bloomberg's commentary section. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.